All right, we're back. We spent quite a while there trying to figure out what was wrong, but I think we figured it out finally. So we're back, and I'm gonna play those two songs I said I'd play. I'll ID them again though. We think so. L of You by Sprain, new single, third single from their new album. And then we got Drink Culture by Sunderer, from band from Calgary. Reminds me a lot of Still Depths. So we're going to play those two, talk when we're back. But we're back. We're back, finally. Some difficulties, but we're back. All right. See you on the other side.
Laughter. Don't fire me.
Hello, hello. We're back. We're back. You just heard two songs there. You heard We Think So Ill of You by Sprain and Drink Culture by Sunderer. I like those songs quite a bit, especially the Sprain one. For some reason, Sprain keeps catching me off guard. This is their third single now, and every time they release something, I'm always caught aback by it, just like surprised. And their album is out next week. It's coming out next week. So there's something to be excited for. I think it's pretty long, too. I think it's like over an hour and a half, which is kind of crazy. But if the singles are anything to go by, I'm sure it'll keep my attention for however long it is. There's lots of new stuff happening. So I was talking about that Earl Sweatshirt Alchemist collaboration that's supposedly going to come out tonight. It's the 10-year anniversary of Doris, Earl Sweatshirt's like first actual record. He's doing a bunch of shows around, but supposedly tonight it's happening. There's like a single out called Century, but it's not on streaming or anywhere. It's just on this like little platform. So who knows what that means, but the title of this collaboration is called Voix d'Or. And I hope it actually comes out. Unlike there's things they've promised in the past and you're like, okay, when's it gonna happen? But this is the closest we've actually come to having it happen. So I hope it happens. I'll be really happy if it does. There's more coming out tonight, too. There's Open Mike Eagle, if you're aware of him. Great rapper. Has a new record coming out tonight called Another Triumph of Ghetto Engineering. That's out tonight. Next week, we've got more coming out on the 1st. We've got the Slow Dive record that's been teased quite a bit. Pretty excited for that one. Very excited for that one, actually. So we've got that coming out, and I'm sure there's more I'm missing, but I'll probably... Oh, yeah, there's Spirit of the Beehive, too. Pretty cool band that I found a few years back. They're pretty awesome. They kind of have like a... I don't know, they're kind of like noise pop. They have some shoegaze sensibilities, but like them quite a bit. They've got a new record coming, too. It seems like everyone's just releasing at the beginning of the school year, which great for me. means I have more to listen to as I get into classes. But yeah, I thought I should keep going because we have lots of music to play. I'm gonna go with two tracks here. We're gonna play Denise by Gold Dime, who I just learned of the other day. Actually, I really don't know much. I really don't know much about Gold Dime, other than they're a multi-instrumentalist, and they do lots of percussion and drums, from what I hear. This kind of reminds me of, I don't actually know what it reminds me of. It kind of reminds me of a band called Irreversible Entanglements that I really like, who will be playing in a little bit. They actually have a new song out too. But it's very, it's unnerving, very unnerving. So Denise by Gold Dime, and then we will play Getting Closer by Tough Age, a local band, off their new record, Waiting Here. So we're going to play those two, and I'll be right back. Quick ad or two first, but then we'll be back. All right, see ya.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Be weaving past futures, and not yet threads of a story, ending in the present, always late arriving. Who holds all stories? Who takes our land? Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened in South Carolina, in New York, in Palestine, in Iran? Who knows what happened? Post-ponder chaos, a light at the end of what can't be illuminated. No stars under our feet, a revolving core of fire coming back. Who knows the story? Who knows what happened? In Ethiopia. In Nigeria. In the so-called Middle East, who knows what happened? Who holds our stories? Who took our land back? We want our land back. Close, peace, mine, eye, forecast. Storm coming, casino, dry, ice, smoke. The tanks go by, tossing coins at the dead. Same side of the coin. We are on the same side of the coin. Clueless on sale, outdated and made of plastic. Well, at least we've been to the moon. We are starting to remember the stories.
Hello, we're back. I decided to play three songs there, just so you could get a little taste of that too. That was Our Land Back by Irreversible Entanglements. I don't know if it's a single for anything coming up or if it's just a one-off, but liked it a lot. I think it's... I saw them live a few months ago, and they were just amazing. If you ever get to see Irreversible Entanglements live, then please just take it up and just go see them, because they're amazing. They're all like basically virtuosos of what they do. Yeah, the drummer is just incredible to watch. The bassist just does everything possible that you can do on an upright bass. And yeah, it's really good. But the two ones you heard before that were Getting Closer by Tough Age, their record Waiting Here, and Denise by Gold Dime. Especially the saxophone and Denise there by Gold Dime, it reminded me a lot of Irreversible Entanglements. So I thought, hey, they have a new song, let's just go for it. We got lots more music though, so I'm just gonna go right into it. Next three songs here we got are Feel by Magnolia. They've got a new single out, Vancouver band. We've got All of My Friends Are Going to Hell by Reverend Kristen Michael Hader. known previously as Lingua Ignota, but under a new name now. So we got that. And then right after, we'll have Never End by 99 Jakes and Hitori Tori. So yeah, we're gonna play those three and then be back. See ya in the next one.
On the house on the hill, sucking her teeth till you bend to her will. Cruelty and greed may on earth serve you well, but when you die, you are going to hell. When you hear him coming, you better run. Better hold your name fast on your tongue. Better fear his wrath in all you do. Better pray what befell me won't fall upon you. All of my friends are going to hell. None of them know, from what I can tell. I'm getting up from the where I fell. Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to be like my friends who are going to hell. Brother who knows what goes on in the night, he won't lift his voice to speak up for what's right. Silence may let you to sit for a spell, but when you die, you are going to hell. All of my friends are going to hell. None of them know from what I can tell. I'm getting up from the place where I fell. Jesus, please save me. I don't want to live like my friends who are going to hell. Sisters, turn their backs when you're down and out. They'll talk about you out both sides of their mouth. Better fear that fire in all you do. Better pray what befell me won't fall upon you. I can't pretend I've done better than you. I walked in the dark and I lost my way too. But I'm on my knees in the place where I fell, begging God save my soul, please don't send me to hell. All of my friends are going to hell. None of them care from what I can tell. But I want to rise from the place where I fell. Jesus said, get some new friends, 'cause these ones are going to hell.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. We're back. Back again. You just heard three songs there. To start off with, you heard Feel by Magnolia. Then you heard All of My Friends Are Going to Hell by Reverend Kristen Michael Hader. I love that song quite a bit. And right after that, you heard... What did you hear there? You heard Never End by 99 Jakes and Hitori Tori. Really enjoyed that one too. But I think the one that really caught my attention out of those three was All of My Friends Are Going to Hell by Reverend Kristen Michael Hader. I decided to read a little bit more about her because I do have some friends that are very much into her music. And it's crazy to look at what people are inspired by. There's a whole range of things here, from Nirvana to like Ornette Coleman to extreme metal bands to Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. And there's just so much. And then you find out what she's been through in her life and how her music is in some ways a portrayal of the domestic violence that she's faced and just past trauma. And it's quite emotionally charged. It really makes you feel something. And she's got a new album coming out too, called Saved, and that's coming out on October 20th. So I think this is the first single for the album. Who knows, we might or might not have another, maybe one or two. We'll see what happens. But I'm very excited to see in what direction she goes, because I really enjoyed that. And I don't hear things that sound like that very often. I've got to expand my horizons, but I don't know. It's very different. I like the piano in that. It feels very lush. I know a lot of her music feels very different to that, is very noisy and very abrasive and angry. But yeah, I'm really excited to see where she goes with this sound. Let's keep going though. I've got three songs on the way. We've got two new Mitski singles, an A-side, a B-side, Star and Heaven. Really like this one, Heaven. Hope you do too. Then we're going to play Doom Scrolling by Media Slaves off their little two single release from a few months back. And then we're going to play Dark Dancing by, I hope I pronounce this correctly, Fievel is Glauc. I know Glauc is a French word, or for sure. I know that much. I don't know how to pronounce Fievel. Maybe it's Fievel. Fievel is Glauc. But they have a new song out called Dark Dancing. I thought I'd play that. Very interesting sound from them. Talk a bit about them when we get back. But I'll play two quick ads and we'll get into some more those three tunes there. So see you in a bit.
October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All of our love, filling all of our room, your love.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back again. You just heard three songs there. You heard Heaven by Mitski, new single from her. You heard Doom Scrolling by Media Slaves, and then Dark Dancing by Fievel is Glauk. And I liked all of those quite a bit, especially that Mitski one, because that kind of caught me off guard. I feel like most of the time I listen to Mitski, I don't know, she usually has like lots of drums and there's prominent bass and that kind of stuff, just like traditional. Sometimes you hear her like more stripped back, of course, with just a guitar. But this situation was really interesting because she had these like really ornate instrumentals and these like strings. And I feel like I haven't heard her behind like strings like that before. I feel like it's something different, something new for her. Kind of reminds me of certain Sufjan Stevens arrangements. Just like really these beautiful strings in the background. And yeah, it sounded great. And I'm really excited for her new record now. I mean, I was before, but even more so now. Doom Scrolling was great too. Media Slaves, I haven't caught them live yet. But they play pretty often, from what I'm aware, in Vancouver, in and around the area. Black Lab, I think. Yeah, I don't think I've caught them yet, but will definitely. And then you heard Dark Dancing. Like that one a lot, too. I've heard of this band a few times. They kind of have this, like, jazz pop. Yeah, kind of like a jazz art pop thing going for them. It reminds me of like a 70s art pop project that got lost to time and then someone found it again like years later, and then everyone's like all over it all of a sudden. But it kind of reminds me of that, just like some thing that went under the radar like 50 years ago or like 40 years ago and is coming back. It has these kind of like progressive elements too. There's like these like little solos that'll go on, and it's really pretty music. It kind of, I'm not sure what it reminds me of, but it feels like it has its own thing going. It kind of reminds me a bit of Men I Trust, but it's like more, it's a bit more complex than that, I feel. Like it's a bit more orchestral. I don't even know what I'm saying. But it's more, it has more going for it, I feel. Less simple. It has more solos, these little synths, keyboards and stuff. Really enjoy that a lot. And hopefully this is going towards a new record, because I'd like to hear more from them. I know they have previous stuff, obviously, that I can go check out, but interested to see what they'll do next. I think I should continue here, because we still got plenty to go off. So we're going to play, let's see here, three more songs. We're going to play Trash by Bill Can, local artist, musician, project. They've got a new bootleg. They called it Bootleg Tape 1. So what is it? 10 new songs, I guess, just kind of bootleg quality. But still great to have new stuff from them, nevertheless. And then we're going to hear Pure Smile Snake Venom by Earth Eater. And Earth Eater, it's been a little while since I've heard from Earth Eater. And there's a new single out. It just came out, like, yesterday. So I'm excited. And then also DMFE by Kids Don't Float. Another Vancouver kind of punk project. Still haven't caught them live either, but very good, and I'm excited for you to hear them. So I'm going to get into these three, and I've got a little message and tribute when I come back, but I'm going to get into two ads and then play those three, and we'll be back. See ya.
Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC.
Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBC Sprouts. Attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
spite of my venom welling up. Pure smile to soothe us into the future. Show me what you can do.
Hello, hello, we're back. You just heard three songs there. You heard Trash by Bill Can, Pure Smile Snake Venom by Earth Eater, and DMFE by Kids Don't Float. Like those three quite a bit, especially that Earth Eater one. Waiting for Earth Eater for a record. For a record, I hope there's a record on the way. We're almost done here today. Sadly, Steph couldn't make it. It is what it is. It happens. When you got to transit all the way from Burnaby, from work in Burnaby to here, it's tough. But hopefully we'll have her next week. Hopefully, if not, we'll have a bit of a special episode next week. And I'll go over it then. But let's just say it's a bit special. It's related to a concert I'm going to, is all I'll say. And I thought I should give a little tribute here to Rodriguez, who recently passed away. I was going to see him in concert, I think it was before COVID. It was either before COVID or right after things were opening up again. But I had tickets, and sadly he canceled. Wasn't in great health. Passed away, I think, 2 weeks ago while I was away in San Francisco. And I heard the news while I was in Amoeba Music, Amoeba Records, in the store. If you don't know who Rodriguez is, please watch the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, one of the greatest music documentaries, if not the greatest music documentary I've ever seen. And yeah, Rodriguez, I don't know. There's a lot to say about him. Came from really nothing in Detroit. And tried his hand in a music career, thought he failed, and some 20, 30 years later realized that he was massive in another country. But very much recommend that documentary if you haven't seen it. Sad I didn't get to see him live, but there's still his music that's out, and I'm going to play a song from a record of his called Coming From Reality from 1971. And I'm going to play the song Cuz, I think my favorite song of his. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll be right back and get to our last track of the day. So rest in peace, Rodriguez. Go check him out if you haven't, please. This is Cuz by Rodriguez. See you in a sec.
Cause I lost my job 2 weeks before Christmas. And I talked to Jesus at the sewer, and the Pope said it was none of his goddamn business. While the rain drank champagne, my Estonian archangel came and got me wasted. Cause the sweetest kiss I ever got is the one I've never tasted. Oh, but they'll take their bonus pay to Molly McDonald. Neon lady, beauty's that which obeys, is bought or borrowed. Cause my heart's become a crooked hotel, full of rumors. But it's I who pays the rent for these fingered face out-of-tuners. And I make 16 solid half-hour friendships every evening. Cause your queen of hearts, who's half a stone and likes to laugh alone, is always threatening you with leaving. Oh, but they'll play those token games. on Willie Thompson. And give a medal to replace the son of Mrs. Annie Johnson. Cause they told me everybody's gotta pay their dues, and I explained that I had overpaid them. So overdue, I went to the company store, and the clerk there said that they had just been invaded. So I set sail in a teardrop and escaped beneath the door sill. Cause the smell of her perfume echoes in my head still. Cause I see my people trying to drown the sun in weekends of whiskey sours. Cause how many times can you wake up in this comic book and plant flowers?
That was Cuz by Rodriguez. Very, very beautiful song. We're going to finish off here with Push to the Side by Numb Dame, new single from the Vancouver Act. We'll see you next week, Thursday, for a little bit of a special episode. See you then.
I